There are a lot of perks to being president of the United States. You get your own chef, a really big house, and a massive airplane that will fly you anywhere, anytime. Here's Martin Sheen as President Bartlett on the TV show West Wing, boarding Air Force One, where his staff is waiting.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
They're about to leave on a trip, and it's the president who calls the pilot in the cockpit.
You two want to see the best part about having my job?
Colonel, this is the president. I'm ready to go.
That, of course, was a fictional Air Force One. NPR's Noah Adams got to check out a very real aircraft in Dayton, Ohio.
Let's imagine a photograph of a gleaming old airplane, a trusty Boeing 707, inside a new home at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. The plane has graceful lines of color, white, blues, gold, in large letters, United States of America. Nowhere does it say Air Force One. That call sign is only used when a president is actually on board. The permanent tail number is SAM 26,000. Historian Jeff Underwood used to say the number that way, 26,000, but he was wrong.
I was sharply corrected by one of the crew members. He told me, no, it was a SAM 26,000. I learned my lesson. I always refer to it as SAM 26,000.
It's often called the Kennedy airplane, the one that carried the president to Berlin in 1963. Later that year, November 22nd, John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy, the First Lady, flew to Dallas, landing at Love Field. He was assassinated in Dallas, his body flown on this plane back to Andrews Air Force Base.
So this is the famous photograph.
Yep.
We are on board Air Force One in the aisle, talking with the museum's Christina Douglas.
As an archivist, this is what I do. I look at photos for a living.
We stand for a while, as visitors will always do, in the space where Lyndon Johnson took the oath of office. Jackie Kennedy stands next to him. And we can now, for the first time, imagine this scene in color. It has always been newspaper black and white.
To me, this photo absolutely captures the tension, the abject sadness on Jackie Kennedy's faces right there. You sort of see the reluctant determination of President Johnson.
The Kennedy administration and the Johnson administration, they didn't like each other very much.
Historian Jeff Underwood has talked with somebody who was on the airplane that day and said they all did work together, especially when it was decided to remove a bulkhead and four seats so the president's casket could be carried inside the plane.
They put the casket in here on the floor, and on the flight back, about where you and I are standing, it was where Mrs. Kennedy sat on the floor with the casket with her recently murdered husband on the way. While just a few feet in front of us, the high politics is going on with the transfer of power from the Kennedy administration to the Johnson administration.
This plane is Air Force One, has been a moving piece of history. The Kennedy flights, Lyndon Johnson, he flew twice to Vietnam, Richard and Pat Nixon, their mission to China. After 1972, SAM 26,000 was a backup to the newer planes. And in 1998, made its final landing in retirement at the Air Force Museum here in Dayton. In the past, you'd have to take a shuttle bus to go see it next door at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Now, SAM 26,000 is center stage at the museum in a new $40 million hangar. The opening is this coming Wednesday. Noah Adams, NPR News.